From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hurricane Harvey makes landfall in Texas. The eye of Hurricane Harvey has made landfall along the coastline of the U.S. state of Texas. The U.S. National Hurricane Center is calling it a life-threatening storm. This is Corpus Christi resident Mike Brotherton.
It's a constant howl out there. You hear the wind, you don't really hear the rain, even though the rain's going on. But, you know, the wind's definitely going. You can hear the boards on the house shaking.
Brad Kieserman is vice president for disaster operations at the American Red Cross.
Many people are under either mandatory or voluntary evacuations, and they're just trying to get out of the way of the storm. But it's a monster. It's going to be challenging for anyone in the lower half of Texas to get out of the way of this thing over the next 4 or 5 days.
Harvey's expected to pour nearly 100 centimeters of rain over a wide area of the Texas coast. Iraqi forces say they've recaptured most of the northwestern Iraqi city of Tal Afar from Islamic State, including its center, and raise the flag atop of its Ottoman-era citadel. Officials have said they hope to establish total control on Tal Afar by Eid al-Adha, the Muslim holiday which starts in Iraq on September the 2nd. The offensive on Tal Afar, which lies between Syria and 80 kilometers west of the former Islamic State stronghold of Mosul, began on August the 20th. According to U.S. and Iraqi military commanders, between 10,000 and 20,000 people out of a population of 200,000 have remained in the city. South Korea's military says North Korea earlier today fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off its eastern coast. The launch is the first by the North since it test-fired a missile in July on July 28th that could reach the U.S. This is VOA News.